Israeli regime forces have attacked Palestinian worshippers, journalists and paramedics in Jerusalem al-Quds, wounding at least 13 people. The violence broke out near the Al-Asbat gate outside the Old City. Israeli soldiers resorted to force to disperse Palestinians protesting against Israel's restrictive measures at Al-Aqsa Mosque. A high-ranking UN delegation has made a rare visit to Yemen as the country grapples with war, a cholera epidemic and looming famine. DEC's executive directors of the World Health Organization, UNICEF, and the World Food Programme visited the southern province of Aden and the capital, Sana'a. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to slap new sanctions on Russia, Iran and North Korea. House members backed the measure by 419-3, with strong support from both Republicans and Democrats. The motion must still pass the Senate before reaching the White House for approval. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has accused President Donald Trump of trying to bully his Attorney General out of office. This after Trump made a number of public statements critical of Jeff Sessions. The White House says a decision will soon be made over the future of Sessions. U.S. senators have voted to begin a debate on overhauling the healthcare system dubbed Obamacare. 50 senators voted in favor, while 50 others voted against the motion. Vice President Mike Pence cast a tie-breaking vote. Earlier, President Donald Trump warned his party senators of repercussions if they failed to advance the bill. Australia's top Catholic cleric Cardinal George Pell makes his first court appearance on sex abuse charges. Pope Francis's top financial advisor was charged last month with sexually abusing multiple people. The 76-year-old is the most senior official ever charged in the Vatican sex scandal. Amnesty International staff have protested outside the European Council in Brussels, urging the European Union to pressure Turkey into releasing activists Ankara has detained. Earlier this month, Turkey arrested 10 human rights activists, including Amnesty International's Turkish director and local chairman. The Catalonian pro-independence camp has reacted angrily to Madrid's threats of blocking funds to the regional government unless it provides a weekly expenditure summary. Officials in the autonomous territory warn that such a measure would lead to financial repercussions for both Catalonia and Spain.